Good morning. It's 9:30 a.m. on Friday, March 25th, 2016. I am having some physical issues today. I slept wrong and my back and shoulders are telling me that I shouldn't be moving my arms or my neck or my head or anything else. Well, I'm walking because I missed the last 2 days. Wednesday was because of the blizzard. It was crazy. It was just crazy. It was... There was a point in the middle of the day, you couldn't see across the street because of the blowing snow. It was 80 to 70 degrees the day before, and then a blizzard. It was 20-25 degrees most of the day. Yesterday was a broken up appointment day. We had another meeting with the bank for retirement planning, and it was an early morning meeting, so I didn't have a chance to go to walk between dropping the kid at school and getting over to the bank. And then what was supposed to be no more than an hour turned into close to two, so by the time we got back it was almost time to get ready for lunch again. So yesterday morning got pretty well chewed up. The good news is we are now officially homeowners. Yeah, we sunk the mortgage. As of yesterday, the bank no longer has claim for our house. And we have to go back again next Tuesday to do some follow-up work. But it's coming together. It's coming together nicely, I think. So yesterday I started in a new book. I've been reading this Alastair Stone fantasy novels, are sort of like Dresden, except he's English, living in California, not in Chicago, and he doesn't like use a hockey stick or anything. So it's kind of, it was all right. There was a certain There was a certain formulaic quality about the stories. There were four of them. I got them for I think I got all four for free from some ad or other. And it's a fifth book has just come out, and I'm not sure I want to read it. Not that it was bad, it just wasn't great. And I read through the four. They're kind of... They were all right. Entertaining. And not so formulaic, not so off-putting that I actually put them off, put them down. Because I just sort of wanted to finish this to see how the story worked out. And yeah, it was... It was okay. By comparison, after damning them with faint praise, by comparison, I've been reading, I picked up Maggie Hogarth's Earthrise. And this is the first of Maggie's books that I've picked up. I've been chatting with her on CIFWA. She's apparently the vice president of CIFWA. And she has a huge backlist. And there's a lot of them are short stories. Several of them are novels. A lot of them are in series. And I think this book, in fact, might be perma-free. So if you're interested, go grab a copy. Earthrise, Hogarth, Hogarth. 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 Yeah, I think I spelled it right. I don't know. My brain is not braining this morning. I need food. I need more coffee. I need this pain in my back to go away. So, yeah, it's one of those books that I can see how it's constructed. And it's got a kind of a classic construction. The story starts off right off the bat. It doesn't do a lot of world building. It does the world building as it goes along. It does a really good job of it. There are aliens that are actually genetically modified humans, apparently. The pelted that they have fur on their skins, and they tend to be feline. Although there are other aliens who are not pelted. And generally I have an issue with this sort of anthropomorphized cat genres, the works where the furries are significant characters. It's not that I have anything against them. I spent 5 years working with Abby Hilton, and they basically a furry world. But there is something about this story that is just totally engaging. It has grabbed me by the nose and dragged me into the book. I was not going to walk this morning because I wanted to go read. It tells you, it's like my back hurts. I want to sit down. I want to find a comfy chair and I want to read because this book is really good. I'm enjoying it a great deal. It is space opera. Captain Rees is Captain Teresa Eddings, I guess. Rees Eddings. She's a merchant captain. So there's a certain appeal there to me for being part of the industrial world rather than the military world, although she's been engaged in a couple of semi-military kinds of paramilitary kinds of activities. And it's free. It's a cool story. I'm enjoying it a great deal. I haven't got to the end yet. She may yet mess me up at the ending with a cliffhanger or something. But I'm just enjoying it so much. This is seriously painful. I can't seem to find the position in my back that releases whatever's been pinched back there. It's a beautiful morning. I'll give it that. It was a little chilly when I left the house, but the sun is burned through the clouds. It's really delightful. It has that, and it's that sort of snow-covered ground and warm spring feel. It's quite delightful. Smoke toast. It's quite delightful. It'll probably be 70 degrees before the day is out. And then they're talking. I heard talking about another snowstorm this weekend, which would be, that would be par for the course, but it would be almost too silly. Oh, well. Let's see. Some sort of heavy equipment going on over here somewhere. I wonder if it's the trash guys. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like a backhoe or something. Yep. Sort of what it is. It's picking up peat moss, looks like. One of those little, sort of like a bobcat scoop, front scoop loader thing. They get a big pile of peat moss, looks like they're doing some landscape work. Lilac bushes here are all starting to bud up. It looks good. Spring must be close. I can smell them. They smell green. That's another bush that's budding up. I don't know what kind of bush that is. Doesn't look like a lilac. Good morning, good morning. Ooh, just stepped into it. Crossing the street is a, leaves a cut in the, off to the north, and there's a wicked breeze coming in from that side. Holy crap. I didn't see that coming. This is a little breeze. This little breeze is blowing down here because I'm in the down in between the fences in the neighborhood. And yikes. I cross that street, cross street that comes in, and the wind is just whistling down. Yikes. Hi. birds chirping. So I gotta get back into Milk Run. I also gotta get these paperbacks done because I've gotta take some down to Denver. I gotta get the paperbacks done before the end of May because my father-in-law will be here and he'll want a paperback copy. So I gotta get that going. A couple of weeks. I think actually 2 weeks from today, I'll be going down to the Public Library Association for a panel where I'm the guest of the panel on self-publishing and libraries. Okay, this is gonna get chilly. I'm turning north, and that chilly breeze was just a hint, a warm up. A teaser for coming attractions, because got a little bit of sweat under my shirt, and it's freezing on my skin. No, not really. I had it unzipped. Necessarily want to zip it back up. Let's get some Velcro on up here. Let's see if I can. That's a little better. I wore my parka this morning because I knew it was going to be colder than it looks, and it is. I mean, you look out the window from inside, it is a beautiful morning. Sunny, a beautiful morning. And then you step out and it's not too bad. And then you get into the wind, and the wind is like, ha ha. Fooled you. Kite flying weather. Yes, I'm going to be ready for a cup of coffee. I'm going to be ready to get into the house. Don't know what I'm going to do for breakfast. I've made pancakes for the kid, and there were enough left over for the other kid and the wife to have pancakes for breakfast. But man, that level of carb is just deadly. I can't. I've eaten too many carbs already. I need to cut back more. So, I had a little taste of a pancake this morning, but that was about it. That's not a good sign. Hope that's not my lug nut laying there on the side of the road. At any rate, I am back at the back gate. 20 minutes. Not bad. But tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.